"Good Lord! Sermons!" said Bill with a loud laugh. "Umpty-iddy, umpty-iddy. Ever read 'em, Cayley?"
"What?"
Cayley looked up suddenly. Bill's back moved slowly along, his fingers beating a tattoo on the shelves as he walked.
No,
said Cayley, with a little laugh. An awkward, uncomfortable little laugh, it seemed to Bill.
"Nor do I."
He was past the sermons now, past the secret door, but still tapping in the same aimless way.
"Oh, for God's sake, sit down," burst out Cayley, "or go outside if you want to walk about."
Bill turned round in astonishment. "Hello, what's the matter?" Cayley was slightly ashamed of his outburst.
"Sorry, Bill," he apologized. "My nerves are on edge. Your constant tapping and fidgeting about."
"Tapping?" said Bill, with an air of complete surprise.
"Tapping on the shelves and humming. Sorry, it got on my nerves."
"My dear old chap, I'm awfully sorry. I'll go out in the hall."
"It's all right," said Cayley, and went on with his letter.
Bill sat down in his chair again. Had Antony understood? Well, anyhow, there was nothing to do now but wait for Cayley to go. "And if you ask me," said Bill to himself, much pleased, "I ought to be on the stage. That's where I ought to be, the complete actor."